And by the way, here at the end, we have the ceremonial cleansing of a house wherein has been leprosy. And I must confess that this is an unusual place to discover leprosy. But as you know, they have to fumigate places today where contagious diseases have been. And that's exactly what you have here. The ceremony is very much the same. You and I live in an old house down here. This body of ours, it's filled with leprosy. We still have this old nature and the old body. I'm going to trade mine in one day on a new one. The house here had to be emptied of its furniture and occupants, and then the priest comes at the end of 7 days and looks it over again. It had to be inspected, and we get rid of these old bodies of ours. And then there's another aspect of it here. It's quite an extended suggestion. The priest comes at the end of 7 days. He discovers a trace of leprosy. Then he removes the plaster from the infected part. In fact, he just about has to build a new house. And the third and final stage is when the priest comes and finds remnants of the infection. And then the house is to be demolished and removed out of the city. And a new one has to be brought in. And friends, there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. That's what he says that he's going to do. What a tremendous thing this is. And then you have here concluding this, the last few verses, a ceremonial law for cleansing of leprosy and issues of blood. This is an emphatic enforcement of the law concerning the cleansing of the leprosy. What a great spiritual lesson this year. To teach, we're told, is the important thing here. That you and I have spiritual leprosy today. And friends, if you and I went to heaven without Jesus Christ, without trusting Him, we'd have to run all over the place crying out, unclean, unclean. But in Christ, we're accepted in the Beloved. Where are you today? Are you a leper that has not been cleansed or a leper that has been cleansed?